trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
1616.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves push for the playoffs versus the defending champs Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena. We start with Cubs news. What should be to the surprise of no one, Chris Bryant and Addison Russell have been sent to minor league camp. Javi Baez has been reassigned to Iowa. Spring training games today. The Cubs face the Giants this afternoon. Kyle Hendricks will start. The White Sox take on the Indians with Hector Nwesi on the mound. The Blackhawks host LA tonight at 7:30. Some Bulls news as Derrick Rose participated in full contact practice today. Next game is Wednesday at Milwaukee. The Bulls have a game and a half lead on Toronto for the third spot in the East. As of right now, the Bucks would be the Bulls' first run opponent. On to the NFL, the Cleveland Browns general manager Ray Farmer has been suspended without pay for the first four games of the 2015 season in connection to the in-game texting scandal that occurred last season. The Browns have also been fined $250,000. The Atlanta Falcons have been fined $350,000 and will lose a fifth-round draft pick in 2016 as punishment for piping in crowd noise during home games over the past two seasons. That's really, really stupid. NFL sources also reporting team president Rich McKay will be suspended from the league's competition committee. College buckets. The Final Four is all set for Saturday as Duke plays Michigan State. Wisconsin takes on Kentucky. Now, the championship game is Monday in the city of Indianapolis in the state of Indiana, where for-profit businesses can refuse to provide services for individuals under the new Religious Freedom Restoration Act. DePaul has rehired Dave Lato as their new head basketball coach. Lato will be in studio tomorrow at 8 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show. Texas and Rick Barnes have parted ways after 17 seasons together, and St. John's has offered Chris Mullen the top spot in their basketball program. Mullen was a star at St. John's, where he was named Big East Player of the Year from 1983 through 85. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. College hoops coverage on The Score is brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
All right, this is done. The next one is in. Dan and Terry are here. Good times today, Barry.
Absolutely.
I like you more and more every time I talk to you.
That's not likely to continue.
Then you're not paying attention to
him. We got a lot of thank yous before we get to the transition. We want to thank Steve Greenberg, Eddie Olchek, Jesse Spector, Bruce Levine, of course, our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, and our video coordinator is Brian Gertz. Our updates, of course, brought to you by David Schuster, who had to, he broke out because he wanted to get hot on that Bulls news as well. Our intern is Matt Bray. Tomorrow, we'll go around the NL and AL Central. We're going to visit Cincinnati, find out how bad they're going to be. We're also going to visit Minnesota, find out how bad they're going
to be. Both teams going to be bad.
We start off bad early and end up good late, hopefully, with St. Louis and you know, Cleveland. And we'll take those stops later on in the week.
Minnesota, terrific farm system.
Yeah, Buxton.
They are on the rise.
Wyndham's got to play sooner or later, though,
right?
Don't they?
Yeah, we're talking
somebody's
Patrick Gracie about it last week.
Joe Mauer's going to have to remember how to play baseball, too, though. You know,
he don't remember.
He's that whole thing.
Like, you talk
about
for nothing.
Morneau and Mauer and all
that. It's too bad.
Look like something. It's a lot of money for nothing.
Oh, fellas.
You know what you did to me?
How you doing?
You Bernsteined me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, I hope
because,
not.
Because you know that I'm not.
Nobody wants that.
I'm generally not a huge college basketball fan.
I'm not either.
But I'm having the time of my life watching these games. It was a great, great weekend of games. And because we were away with little to do and no kids around, that all the time
cool.
to watch
it
all this
cool.
stuff, sitting in front of me, big TVs everywhere. And so then I said, oh, the Michigan State-Louisville game ends. Like, okay, that was fun. And even with the tedious timeouts and all that stuff. And then here comes, and then you pop up saying, 47 dribble handoffs just to get a decent shot in a one-point game.
I'm
Hashtag college basketball.
I'm sorry,
there
man.
You are crushing my basketball joy.
I wasn't crushing
because
I was talking
all
about
of a sudden.
No, I think you just have
feelings,
to grow used to it.
Right.
Just grow used to the pace of what they do. I mean,
yeah,
I was
kind of getting into the rhythm. Of, and I know it's not the end. But
see, it wasn't even a talent thing. Usually my thing is, hit a damn jump shot when you open.
Make a layup.
And they have college basketball. But this is a scheme thing. Like, you time and score and situation. You have 20 seconds left. It is a two-possession game. Why the hell are you running dribble handoffs when everyone's switching everything? This is elementary school coaching.
If they're switching,
you're Patino. You're the dream maker.
But they didn't have the size
and
mismatches.
The
baby maker.
You're the
taking him under. You're making that Daryl Dawkins all this.
Right, the dream maker.
Glass flying, Robesine crying.
Oh my God, he's the dream maker.
I'm just
Rick Pitino.
You got 49 dribble handles.
You know when he makes your dream come true on a table in an Italian restaurant? That makes your dream come true for
back
you.
Back room at Cremini's, right?
Yeah, he'll make your dream come true for you. Come over here, you old hag.
That's why I mess with Tom Izzo, though, because he gets his faces, you know, his kids' faces kicked in the beginning of the season
every
with
year.
All this tough competition.
He does.
And by the end of the year, no one is looking over at that bench for
Illinois
a play.
Beat him, didn't they?
They
at
did.
At Michigan State.
They did.
Yep. Yes.
In the Izzo zone.
But guess
Ooh.
What? At the end of the year,
I wouldn't
when
want to play
a play
it now.
To be called, there's no one. All right, coach,
I agree.
What do we run here? They are running down the court.
They're not
they
looking at the bench.
Ball. They're playing ball.
Yeah.
That's what you asked for. And then all this overcoaching and 92 timeouts and you know, having running four corners to pay homage to people and all this. Play ball!
Well, the 35-second clock doesn't help because you're just kind of like, somebody do
right.
something.
You get to, you get to mess change. Up twice in a possession. That's what you do. You get to mess up twice in a
at
possession.
At least twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
at
one's going
twice.
Towards the basket. So that's why it was fun. That's why the
There's
dude,
a Kentucky way to go toward the basket, though.
Well, just throw it at the rim.
What? I mean, that's the thing. You know, they were awful,
party
but
at
when
the
it
rim.
Comes down to it, they can't stop you 2 feet from the rim. They can't do anything about those guys. No. That guy, you can't do anything about him.
And they just come at you one after another after another.
So, I mean, it's like, okay, the game's close. And obviously, teams struggle to get a real shot. In a tight game, Kentucky did not.
They didn't miss a field goal in the last 8.5 minutes of the game. I wasn't sold on Carl Anthony Towns early in the year. But
get sold.
He's moving up. He's moving up. Every game he's moving up in the draft.
That's your top pick.
Yeah, but somebody's going to be
pissed.
Not the top pick.
I think he might be.
He's not going to get picked ahead of Okafor.
Some people have him ahead of Okafor. I don't. Because
Okafor can learn to play defense, and he's got everything else.
I'm not saying I have him there, but there are people I respect who have him number one.
Don't get me wrong. I love him. I love watching him. But he's not moving ahead of Okafor. That's crazy.
I'm worried Carl Towns will be a 15-8 guy for the rest of his career, and you may pass up on a dude and get you 23, 24 points.
And if you
a
get that from him, that's a nice player. That's real nice. But
exactly.
But he not picked ahead of a guy who could be an absolute
Jaleel
monster.
Just, the fact that he could put the ball on the floor at his height is ridiculous.
And you got to think about what he might be three,
that's
four
like Anthony
years
Davis stuff.
But see, that's the thing, too. He is a true, like Anthony is a face-up four. Jaleel is a true five who doesn't
old
have...
School this,
old
school
old-fashioned get-you-on-your-hip five.
That Gonzaga game was the battle of fives. Sabonis' kid is sitting there with his hands outstretched saying, give me the ball, you idiot.
How about the other mountain man with the UCLA game making it a behind-the-back drop passes on the baseline? They're running the same. They catch him in that same thing and did twice in a row.
Yeah, it was
what's that
it was
dude's
fun.
Name?
Not Powell.
Magnus Gunderson, whatever he is.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Seriously.
Yeah, he's a large, unattractive man.
The abominable snowman showed up all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think he's got no movement, though.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but there's some real talent left. There's good teams left. There's real
great
ball
coaches.
Left.
Coach K, the greatest coach who ever lived.
Stop it.
My guy. That's right, Terry. He's good.
I said that out yesterday on social media.
He's a good coach.
What?
No, sending nothing out on social media. Do you mean something? He's not the greatest coach who ever lived?